Matt Kamani. Rocket Empire, who's been very good to you.
Lovely little horse, really game, just will always give his all, I think. I see no reason why he wouldn't today.
What are you thinking was your best today, Matty?
On the strength of his last run, it has to be Rocket Empire.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
And it's Rocket Empire spreading away, wins it a half length on the line.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We love the early mail here on The Breakfast Club. We're at Mornington today, and we're going to find you a winner, hopefully. We'll do our very best anyway to kick off the week, Whitey, but we need to know what sort of surface we're playing on, if you don't mind.
It has been mild, the weather, over the last four or 5 days.
Hot.
Yeah, we've been sort of getting sort of into the early 20s, and today is about 20 with some wind getting up in the afternoon.
So grass-growing weather.
What temperature does grass have to be to grow?
About 21, is it?
What?
2021?
No, it doesn't have to be.
No.
That's where the peak period. That's where we get some really
someone,
good stuff.
Let's ask someone who
14 to 15, I thought.
21.
Michael Suey is the Mornington track manager, and he joins us. Michael, good morning.
Morning, guys.
What does the temperature have to be for the grass to show some want to grow?
Just some.
Around what we've been getting, that around that 20 degrees is fine, so certainly a growth around that temperature. So last few days have been nice.
Now, Michael, can you please answer that again? We want 16, 17,
no,
not 20. That would
Michael
mean Daniel
gave
was right.
you his number. Move on. He was right.
It'll grow slightly somewhat at 16, but not as good, obviously, at 20. So we'll go with 20.
Correct. 20.
It grows better at 20.
So growage happens at 16?
20 perhaps, is the answer.
Perhaps not.
Spot on by the green thumb Huffet.
It has to be.
Anyway, so as a result of the weather over the last 4 or 5 days, have you actually had to put some irrigation on the track?
Yeah, on Friday we put on 6 mils, which is quite unusual for this time of year, but obviously, as I mentioned, that weather's been quite mild, and the track's currently good 4, the going 6.10, and the soil moisture's 33%.
Okay, so that means you're a going stick man, not a penetrometer man, so we've got the details there. What about the rail?
The rail's at 8 metres, last meeting we're at 3, so... slight bit of marking from last meeting, but nothing that should have too much impact on today, I wouldn't have thought.
Terrific, Michael. Thanks for your time, and thanks for that little bit of extra knowledge as well. We appreciate it.
Beauty. Thanks, guys.
Some of us appreciate it more than others.
What a cultural lesson. You notice how then I just the fluency of just saying the irrigation on the track as opposed to water. We really sort of step it up now, and Michael just, you know...
came with us.
Yeah, we talk a different language.
Their language.
People. We do.
And we know that it's 20 degrees for grass growing. That's what we know.
Perfect. It's grass to grow.
It's like when you're in winter, mate, you don't mow your lawn anywhere near as much, do you?
No, but it still grows.
Well, not much. It's sort of there. Yeah. It's not really
What temper does it have to be for 20. Grass to grow? Well, not grow really well, like he's just suggested at 20.
Michael Suey said 20. I'm with him. He thinks he's spot on. Speaking of Michaels, we've got Michael Ryan on as trainer today for the early mail. Now, he's on debut. This is very exciting. Michael, good morning.
Morning.
Now, debutants have had an unbelievable history of recent times here on the early mail with some winners for our listeners. So we are very excited about this. You've got two going around today at Mornington. Funnily enough, they're both in the last race. Number 4, Booze Free, and number 10, Dry Biscuit. Now, Booze Free won at Cranbourne 3 starts ago, and then had his third, then fourth at Sandown in a 64 last time out. And Dry Biscuit, probably a little bit off Booze Free. How are these horses going, firstly? Then which one you're leaning to?
Well, it's a bit difficult with Dry Biscuit because he's an eight-year-old. He gets a bit jarry in his legs if you gallop him. So he's not one of the horses, you know, that you can take out and give a rousing gallop a few days before and go, well, we're flying, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
So he's restricted to sort of a lot of stride work. But in saying that, if you go back to his turndown run wasn't very good. He was beaten nearly 10 lengths, but he... But if you look at best bets, it says he was on the poor part of the track, which I don't know if it counts for 10 legs, but he also stayed on the wrong leg all the way around the turn, which is a little bit unusual. But if we don't go on that form and we go back to his sale run before that, he would be pretty close. I would expect him to run pretty equally to Booze Free. I mean, I've backed Biscuit, not Booze Free, because of the price. Already.
Righty-o. Well, that's good for you.
Well, if the trainer's doing it, I think it seems right that we do it.
Well, it'd be rude not to, is what it would be. So what about Booze Free, though? I mean, you haven't backed him, but...
He's running beautifully consistently because he's the opposite. He's sound as anything and loves it. Loves, you know, works the house down and Mr. Energetic and a little bit. I don't know. He doesn't sort of know what day it is, Boost Free. But Dry Biscuit's the sort of horse that you could lead in your lounge room and stand there and watch telly with you, sort of thing. They're completely opposite horses, if you know what I mean. But right. Boost Free, the way he's running, and potentially because we tried to get him nice and fit, and he ran very regularly there for a fair while, and now he's had 12 days between runs. If he feels a bit better than a little bit fresher, but hasn't lost any fitness because he shouldn't have in that period. There's even a chance he could improve a length, which he wouldn't need to improve much. I think it's a very good race. If you look at, there's a lot of chances and they're pretty even. But in these races, I tend to steer away from horses that have won in the last couple of starts because of the weight penalty. And you often get a horse that wins that hasn't won for a while, if you know what I mean. But in saying that, I mean, he could win the race for sure, possible.
But you're going to lean towards Dry Biscuit.
Well, at 18, I got 19-1 fixed, so I think that's better than Biscuit than Booze. Booze, given I don't think there's much between them.
Right, well, that's what we're taking today too. This is a very exciting opportunity for us here with you on Debut, Michael. We wish you the best of luck. We'll have to wait until 4:30 for it to happen, but we're going to cheer you home. Go well.
Thanks for your help. See ya.
Good stuff. Michael Ryan with us.
What a stunning debut from
Michael.
What
a stunning debut.
I don't think it matters whether he wins or he doesn't.
He'll be back.
This is sort of, we're talking about the rising star dinner this year. He gets in there straight away with that. That's a punting lesson. He's 17. Actually sharing his personal punting with us.
Which we love. $17 fixed now. That's coming from 19s where he's crunched it hard into 17s now at tab.com.au. I am a bit concerned about his description of Dry Biscuit, though. You can sit there and watch telly with in the lounge room.
I'd
be watching over my shoulder because on January 21, he savaged another runner, according to the stewards. Now,
he was hungry because he was only eating Dry Biscuits.
Now, I'm not another runner, but I don't want him savaging me while I'm sitting there watching the golf on the couch. I'm concerned about that.
Well, if you had a choice, because I'm eating a lot of these at the moment, Dry Biscuits, what would be your favourite Dry Biscuit?
Oh, the Clicks.
Correct, 100%.
By an absolute mile.
No doubt. It's very underrated.
No.
It may look like a Savoy, but it's so much more.
So much saltier. So much better.
There's a softness to it as well.
7 o'clock news time. Johnny Bowden with the latest. We'll keep you up to date with what's happening at Bethpage Black with Brooks Koepka, who seems to be strolling towards another major victory.
Brooks has got some problems. He's not on the green. He's had 3 shots in a par 4.
That's all right. Up and down. Take the bogey and we'll get back on track. In fact, the way he's going, he probably nails this putt for par on whatever the hole that is. No, he won't. He's got some work to do. He's got about 8 feet, maybe.
For bogey.
6 feet. We'll see. Anyway, he's got enough to do what the hell he likes at the moment. Rocket Ead is going to join us after 7.